Welcome to IT ManageCast, the podcast for busy IT professionals who want news, reviews, and interviews on the topics of IT operations, service, and project management. So put your head in the cloud for the next 30 minutes and join your host, Jason Kennedy, for this week's episode of IT ManageCast.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 7 of IT ManageCast, the podcast for busy IT professionals who want news, reviews, and interviews on IT service, operations, and other professional IT management topics, including project management. That's the other thing I was going to say. So, folks, hey, I am Jason Kennedy. I am your host, as I was so graciously introduced moments ago. And I want to welcome you to our show. I want to thank you for joining me. If you're joining us live on the Google Hangout, that is super awesome. If you're watching this recorded on YouTube or listening to the audio, that is also awesome. And I thank you very much for doing that. Hey, on our 5 previous episodes, I know it's episode 7, but I'm not counting episode 1. There's some funny podcast math going on there. Anyways, on our previous 5 episodes, you have been treated to a series of interesting interviews, I hope interesting to you, with a wide range of IT professionals. Again, I hope you found that interesting. For today's podcast, we're not going to have a guest. However, you'll be glad to know there are more interviews coming up in future episodes. And if you're listening and you have some ideas of things that would make great interviews, great topics to discuss, drop me a line. I would love to hear from you. If you have news or events you'd like shared on our show, please make sure to send it to us at itmanagecast@gmail.com or hey, tweet us at itmanagecast. So on that note, let's talk about our news. All right, so first up on the news, I want to talk about an organization called Procurify. If you've never heard about them, I have. And you can check out their website at procurify.com. They are a cloud-based procurement processing solution. It's really interesting. I know often the concept of purchasing and procurement and all these things doesn't sound very interesting, but their business model is pretty cool. So a couple of weeks ago, I was privileged to be invited to join the good folks from Procurify for a party celebrating the launch of their new brand, their new logo, but to me, somewhat more interesting, their new trade magazine. If you're watching the video, you see it right now in my hand, Procurement Sense. It was a fun party. And if you check out our blog at itmanagecast.com, you'll find some photos from the event as well as a brief summary of the event. It was a good time. And a special thanks to Deloitte, who were our hosts for the evening. I had the opportunity to chat with a variety of folks from a wide variety of backgrounds and roles and found the conversations all fascinating, whether we were talking about IT, whether we were talking about business workflows, project management. There's just so many different startups. There's so many different conversations that I had that evening. All fantastic, great people. So first of all, I want to shout out a special thanks to Brittany Whitmore from Procurify for inviting me out and spending the time with me to help build a really good story from the event. Secondly, the magazine. I'll pick it up again since I had set it down and I'll point it the right way so you can see it there. Procurement Sense, there you go, right in the camera. That really helps if you're listening to the audio, but the magazine is called Procurement Sense. This was an interesting move, I thought. Procurify is a rapidly growing Vancouver, British Columbia based firm with a cool cloud-based procurement workflow offering. I discussed that earlier. If you're interested in learning more about their solution, go to procurify.com, check it out. But let's talk about this magazine. I had the chance to really read through this since the event, and at first I was expecting a bunch of advertising for their software and articles on procurement and blah, blah, and finance stuff that maybe, you know, it's interesting if you're doing a project on it, but otherwise, eh. But I gotta say, I was impressed with this first issue. If you're interested, it's a free download. You go to procurify.com. If you go to blog.procurify.com, there's articles that'll link you right to where to go download this. So check it out yourself. But let me tell you a little bit about it. There were some articles in here on negotiation techniques. Now that's an interesting one. It has different areas of business that that's applicable to. And it was a well-written little article about finding the best balance in your negotiation techniques. There was an article on tips for doing business in China. That was interesting. There was an article on motivating your project team members in collaborative efforts. That was also interesting. And of course, there were articles on supply chain and procurement. And you know, even if that's not your gig, if you're an IT project manager or an IT operations manager, odds are you're going to have some sort of interface with the people who are doing supply chain and procurement in your business. So hey, even just skimming through those articles, it's helpful to understand the language of those who are working in supply chain, and maybe I have a better understanding of their business challenges they're up against. So overall, very cool. Bold move for Procurify to publish a magazine online, and that, you know, as I had in my hand, physical print. I gotta say, I'm also hoping to get some of the folks from Procurify to come onto the show in the near future. I think that would be awesome to have them in here so we can talk to them some more about their story. We can learn a little bit more about the startup world in Vancouver, developing and maintaining cloud services. That would be interesting to talk about. And oh yeah, the magazine. So there you go. Hey, Alberta election. If you don't follow the political news in Canada, first of all, let me give the disclaimer. This is not going to be any kind of political rant. I am taking no stance on any politics or elections on this podcast. But hey, if you haven't heard about it, there was a pretty significant event that took place just yesterday in the province of Alberta, Canada. That province just elected an NDP majority government. That's sort of the more left-leaning party, if we can, you know, look at it that way. That election ended four decades of governance from the Progressive Conservative Party. Now, like I said, I'm not going to weigh in on the politics of this story. That's, you know, everybody can have their own opinions on that. What I think is relevant to us in IT, though, is that for over 40 years, that province has had the same party continually reelected, and now they're making a significant leadership change. This has to affect the technology sector. And as Alberta is notably the center of the energy industry in Canada, there's going to be a ripple effect throughout the rest of the country, I believe. So I'm really interested in hearing what you think this means for the IT professionals in Alberta and Canada and possibly other jurisdictions that do business with folks in Alberta. A lot of the big oil gas companies have their Canadian headquarters based in Alberta. So if you've got any thoughts about that, send them in. Love to hear them. All right, next let's talk about some conferences of interest to IT professionals. Sans Fire, if you are an IT professional in the security side of things, this is probably a conference you should be thinking about. They've just sent out an email recently that sending out their final reminder that the Sans Fire 2015 conference is coming to Baltimore June 13th through 20th. With an exciting week of intense security training. I don't know if exciting and intense and security all go in the same sentence or not. I'll leave that to everybody's individual discretion. But hey, since this is their annual Internet Storm Center themed training event, you will also be busy attending evening talks that discuss the latest threats and defenses from leading practitioners in the trenches. So again, by May 20th, is your cutoff to save $200 on your registration by entering the discount code EARLYBIRD15. The registration link I will put in the show notes, but that's www.sans.org/u/464. Wow, really? Okay, that's the URL they're going to go with. Okay, so on the topic of events and conferences, I'm also going to throw out the 15th annual Healthcare Summit. That is in Kelowna, British Columbia, June 22nd and 23rd. That conference I've attended a few years in a row. That always has a strong focus on technology, even though it is a healthcare summit. So if you're in the healthcare industry in technology, that's a good one to check out. Topics they have for the summit this year are Big Data Analytics and Innovations at the Edge, Disruptive Technology in Clinical Settings, Consumer Patient-Centered Virtual Healthcare, E-Referrals, a Case Study in Innovation, and How Do We Tell the Difference Between What's Cool, What Works, and What the Unintended Consequences Are. That sounds like some interesting stuff. If you are a user, customer, or partner with Hewlett-Packard hardware or software or professional services, HP Discover is the big conference. Now, if you caught our last episode, episode 6 of IT Managed Cast, we interviewed Rocky Pisto from Vivint Worldwide. Vivint Worldwide, the HP software user community. And he mentioned the HP Discover conference coming up in Las Vegas, and that is June 2nd to 4th, 2015, obviously. If you are a software or hardware customer, this is the show that should be on your radar. So if you want to learn more, go to discover.hp.com. All right, back to British Columbia, and let's talk about IT service management. If you are interested in really rolling up your sleeves and applying and learning some practical IT service management tips, tricks, techniques, there is a high-performance service management workshop coming up fast, Thursday, the 28th of May, Thursday, May 28th, in the afternoon from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Tech Resources offices, 550 Burrard Street, Vancouver, 33rd floor. There is going to be an ITSM simulation, as I said, the High-Performance Service Management Workshop. It is being put on by ITSMF BC, the local IT Service Management and ITIL Users Group. And let me give you a little description of what's going on there. Participants are given roles in a suboptimal IT business unit in which they have to respond to real everyday challenges and transform IT to meet the needs of business. So hey, if you're interested in that event, there are still seats available. So check out the link at www.itsmf.ca/events. And go there and look in the show notes as well for the link. We'll put that in there so you will have access to that and all of these things that we've talked about. So hey, if you have a conference coming up that you are hosting or one that you think is worthy to share with other listeners of this podcast, let us know by email. That email address is itmanagecast@gmail.com, or by Twitter. This is where the at comes from. Send it to us Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @itmanagecast. Try and keep it simple and consistent. And hey, we will make sure that you get full credit when we share that. And if you're going to a conference and you want to share some of the highlights or lowlights or your insights, feel free to record some audio from the conference, from the show floor, from, you know, during the keynote session, interrupt the person who's talking and say, no, this is more important. I need to send IT Managed Cast a quick review of your speech. Hey, record some audio, send it to me. We will be happy to play it on the show. That's awesome. We would love some in the field reports from guys like you and girls like you and people like you who are out there at the conferences and learning. And yeah, that'd be awesome. So send that stuff to us. We'd love to hear it. So what else do we have for you? Let's see here. We have the IT Managed Cast tip of the week. So hey, our tip of the week for this week. Well, we've grabbed a quote from Liz Ryan. Liz Ryan is the CEO and founder of Human Workplace. Liz's quote says, "You know what keeps us alert and healthy? New experiences and new ideas do. We all get stuck in ruts. Anything you can do to shake yourself out of your stupor is a good thing." That's her quote. And hey, totally agree with that. Liz went on to give a simple online exercise on LinkedIn as an example. LinkedIn is where I found this article. But hey, this is good advice. Even just to get up from your desk a few times during the day and walk around, get the blood flowing and, you know, interact with other human beings. You'll be amazed how much a change can enhance your creativity through the day and just keep you going. So if you have any IT project or operations management tips or tricks you'd like to share, please send them to us via Twitter. Again, the handle's at ITManageCast, or email them to us at itmanagecast@gmail.com, and we'll make sure that you get full credit when we share them in an upcoming episode. All right, so folks, that wraps up today's show. Listeners, it has been my absolute pleasure sharing with you once again, and I want to thank you sincerely for joining me on the IT ManageCast podcast, and I look forward to having you back next episode when we're hoping to have an interview on cloud-based telephony solutions. So that sounds pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to IT Managed Cast. We hope you enjoyed spending this time with us, and we really want to hear from you. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at ITManageCast and email us your thoughts and opinions at ITManageCast@gmail.com. To join us for our live recordings, follow us on Google+ and YouTube. This show is Creative Commons Copyright 2015 by Jason J. Kennedy.